This is VOA News. The governor, Rick Elton. Egypt and Israel held high-level talks in both countries on Sunday to shore up a fragile truce between Israel and the Hamas militant group and rebuild the Gaza Strip after a punishing 11-day war that left parts of the Palestinian enclave in ruins. Egypt's foreign minister received his Israeli counterpart in Cairo on Sunday as part of Egypt's efforts to revive the Mideast peace process and to, quote, build on the ceasefire in Gaza, according to the ministry. The Israeli embassy in Cairo claims it's the first public visit by an Israeli foreign minister to Egypt since 2008. Afghan officials said Sunday a mortar bomb fired by the Taliban struck a wedding ceremony in a province north of the Afghan capital, killing at least six people, including women and children. The incident happened late Saturday when a shell aimed at an army checkpoint hit a house where a crowd had gathered for a wedding. This, according to Afghan officials. The insurgents denied they'd fired a shell and instead blamed government forces for firing the mortar. The Interior Ministry further accused the Taliban Sunday of killing nearly 250 civilians and wounding more than 500 in roadside bomb blasts and other attacks over the past month. On Saturday, at least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of Kabul. Violence has soared in recent weeks as government forces and the Taliban clash in near-daily battles across the rugged countryside. Even as violence surges, the U.S. military continues to withdraw its remaining 2,500 troops from Afghanistan. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The government of the Central African Republic said Sunday that five people died when a military convoy struck a roadside bomb on Thursday. The government said the explosion killed two CAR police officers and three Russian paramilitaries. Tensions have been high in the country of 4.7 million since a December presidential election. The civil war that began in 2013 has been jolted lately by a surge in violence. UN sources said the attack Thursday also wounded five members of the Central African Security Forces. Moscow, which wields a significant influence in the poor African nation, has since 2018 maintained a large contingent of personnel that it calls instructors meant to train the Central African Army. Georgia's main opposition party on Sunday announced the end of a months-long parliamentary boycott that has plunged the Caucasus nation into a spiraling political crisis following disputed elections last year. Georgia's opposition parties say there was massive fraud in the October 31st parliamentary elections, which were won narrowly by the ruling Georgian Dream Party. In the months since then, they have staged numerous mass protests, demanding snap polls and refusing to assume their seats in the newly elected parliament. The boycott has left around 40 seats vacant in the 150-seat legislature that has damaged the political credibility of the Georgian Dream Party. Rights groups say Malaysian authorities are ramping up the use of criminal investigations into journalists, protesters, and opposition lawmakers to harass the government's critics, shrinking the space for free speech and a free press in the Southeast Asian nation. Here's a quote from Carlos Arate, a member of the Philippine House of Representatives, in a statement put out this week by ASEAN Parliamentarians for Human Rights, which is a network of lawmakers from across the region. He says basic freedoms have come increasingly under attack since Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin's government came to power last year through backdoor maneuvering. This latest wave of investigations and harassment clearly aims to silence political opponents and all forms of dissent. Muhyiddin rose to the prime minister post early last year without an election after he and other lawmakers abandoned the ruling coalition. He said he needed emergency powers to combat the pandemic and enacted a state of emergency in January that suspended parliament and allowed him to rule by decree. More on all the stories we're covering, that and all the other stories we're covering, at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile application you can download and get your news with us anywhere you go. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.